Okay, so I wanted to start getting into the guts of Psikresha de lo nichole, and the topic of Psikresha in general. So we saw the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Kuf Gimel, and the Gemara that tells us that when it comes to Charisha, so there's different shiurim depending on what you're doing it for. If you're doing it to feed an animal, it's Kamale Piagdi. If you're doing it to feed a person, it's Kigro Geris. If you're doing it to use as kindling wood, it's Kadei Levasho Beit Sakala. And if you're doing it because you want to enhance the land, so then it's Kolshu. Then it's a Kolshu. And the Gemara asks the question, why should it make a difference? Why do you have different shiurim? No matter what you're doing, it's going to improve the land. When you get rid of these weeds, it will be improving the land. So the shiur should always be a Kolshu. Gemara says it's Dabar Shein Miskavi. You don't have Kavana, and therefore it's permissible. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's a psik resha, and therefore it should be aser still. It should be aser. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one, ba'agam shonu. We're talking about this was done where? In an agam, in a swamp. Since it's a swamp, there is no yipui karka. There is no benefit to the land in a swampy area. That's answer number one. Answer number two that is given by the Gemara is lo tzricha, is that you did it ba'ara dechavre. You did it in your neighbor's field. You didn't do it in your field. You did it in someone else's field. Since you did it in someone else's field, you are not going to be chaya for the yipui karka. So what exactly is the pshat in that? So the Aruch tells us the famous, famous position of the Aruch. Yeah, if it's in your neighbor's field, then I don't have an interest in it. It's not being done for me. It is what we call a psik resha de lo nichale. I don't love this neighbor. He's not my type of guy, whatever the case may be. Psik resha de lo nichale, and therefore, it's going to be mutter. And Tosis learns differently. Tosis says that, yeah, it's a psik resha de lo nichale, and all the Gemara is saying is that you're not going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv. It doesn't mean it's mutter. It's still going to be an iser dirabanan, and we'll have to explore on a deeper level the position of Tosis. We'll do that in the coming days. But that's the Gemara. So I asked you to take a look at a Rambam. And if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Ches, Halacha Hey, it looks like the Rambam forgot what I call the punchline of the Gemara. Because when the Rambam brings this Halacha down, Perek Ches, Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, HaTolesh Ulshin VaMezaret Zrodim. Im la'achila, if you're doing it for your food, it's kigro geris. Im lebehema, if it's for an animal, kamale pigdi. Im la'hasaka, if it's to fuel a fire, kedei levashal beit sakala, it's in order to cook an egg. Pereches halacha aleph, and if it's to benefit the land, so then it's kolshu. Period. End of the Rambam. Why do I say the Rambam left out the punchline of the Gemara? Feel free to chime in. Ving, yes, Irving.
He didn't. Because without saying that's either the swamp or that it's the friend's field, there's no reason for different shiurim.
Excellent, correct. So Ving says, it's if you're talking about your own field, that's a nice field, so then it's always going to be chayiv because of psik resha, you're always going to be chayiv for a kolshu. So why does the Rambam create this differentiation in Shiurim? The differentiation in Shiurim is going to yield a result of, the only way you'll get to differentiated Shiurim is if either you're talking about a swamp, so there's no Yipui Kara, or it's Ara Dechavre. But otherwise, you're not going to have this differentiation of Shiurim. So the Rambam is strange. The Rambam left out the punchline of the Gemara. And that's a curiosity. That's number one that we have. So far, so good. Yona Dumin. So far, so good? Okay, great. I'm going to pause for a second because I have to welcome someone to the Zoom. And very... Okay, in any event, back on track. So that's sugya number one. So you have a kasha on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam omit? Why did he omit the punch under the Gemara? Is this the only time that we have the Rambam in the Psik Resha de lo nichale omitting a punch under the Gemara? Right, Yona. We have another one. Excellent, Yona. Wow. Okay, Ellie. Rav Ellie. Okay, we have another case. We have another case. Rav Ellie, mute. We have another case where the Rambam omits the punch of the Gemara. What's the second case where the Rambam omits the punch of the Gemara? You have the Gemara Maseches Sukkah. So let's just go over that Gemara Maseches Sukkah. You have a hadas. The hadas has more berries than leaves. To be a kosher hadas, you have to have more leaves than berries. It has more berries than leaves. So you have a problem because it's yontif. You're not allowed to go ahead and pluck the berries off of the hadas on yontif because apparently that's an issur of tikkun mana, of tikkun kli. You're fixing the kli, you're making it into a kosher hadas, and that's also on yontif, tikkun mana. So the Gemara says, what would be the case if you took them off la'achila, liktan la'achila? You take them off to eat, and then as an unintended byproduct, you'll now have a kosher hadas. The Gemara says, yeah, that's a great idea. Davar shenim iskaven and is mutter. Gemara says, not so fast. It's a psik resha, because the second you pull off the hadasim to eat the berries, that you pull off the berry, you pull off the berries to eat them, you're going to violate the yisr of tikkun kli as a psik resha. So the Gemara answers, no, no problem. Bide islay hoshana achrisi. We're talking about a case where you have another Hoshana. Ah, says the Aruch. If you have another Hoshana, that looks exactly like, you don't need this. This Tikkun Mane, this Tikkun Kli, is not really to your need. It's a Psik Reisha de lo Nichalei. The Aruch says that's permissible. That's permissible. And indeed, we saw that this is going to be a big problem for Tosis. So Tosis gives an answer we saw in last week's shir. We saw that Tosis answers that since this Tikkun Mane is only a Tikkun Mane Drabanan, so Psik Reisha de lo Nichalei, where the underlying is only Drabanan, is going to be, even Tosis might concede that's permissible. That was how Tosis learned in our Gemara. Rashi over there, Masechah Sukkah, has a different pshat. He says Tikkun Mane is only violated b'miskavim. So here, in the case of Psik Reishi, you have another Hoshana Chrisi, and it's not Nichalei. In the unique case of Makapach, you're not going to be over the Yisr. But let's look at the Rambam, because the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Ches Halacha Hey, that's a coincidence. Both Rambams are at 8.5, so the Rambam writes over here, Yonadun, pay careful attention, says the Rambam, Hadas, Sheniktam, Hadas, that you have, if you have hayu anav merubos me'olav, you have more berries than you have leaves. So if they're green, so it's kosher. If they're red or black, it's pasul. Imiatan kosher. If you reduce, you get rid of some of the berries, then it's a kosher hadas. However, ein mematan also biyontif. You're not allowed to be mamait biyontov. You can't take off the berries on yomtov. And then says the Rambam, kaz metakin tikkun mane. Now he says something incredible. Avar velikton. Let's say you took him off, ignoring the halacha. You did it anyway. O shelikton echad echad la'achila. Or you plucked him off one by one in order to eat. Hare ze kosher. Says the Rambam, in such a case, the hadas is kosher. Is this echoing in any sense what the Gemara taught us? What did the Gemara teach us? Liktan la'achila, it's good when? When is liktan la'achila good?
When you have another one.
When you have another one. Here the Rambam says, first of all, liktan echad echad la'achila, that he made up. I never heard of that. That's a new one. The Gemara just said liktan la'achila. And then he just says, I raise a kosher. He doesn't speak about the punchline of the Gemara. The punchline of the Gemara was, you have another one. So who is upset by this issue? Which Rishonim are upset by this issue? The Magid Mishnah is bothered by this issue. The Magid Mishnah and the Kesev Mishnah. And what did the Magid Mishnah do? The Magid Mishnah did something incredible. He says, you know what? There must be a different girsa in the Rambam. The Rambam, don't read the Rambam Likton Echad Echad, but read the Rambam Likton Acher. Likton Acher. That's someone else office. What does that help if someone else pulled off the berries? Because that someone else has what? What do you think he has in his closet?
He has another hadas.
He has another hadas. Since he has another hadas in his closet, so that's, he's really is saying the Gemara. Because really the gear says liktan acher, not liktan echad echad. But Rabosai, is that our gears in the Rambam? That is not our gears in the Rambam. Our gears in the Rambam says liktan echad echad. So in our business, we read the Rambam that we have in front of us. I have over here a fancy razzle-dazzle Frankel Rambam. This is the most accurate Rambam that there is. And in my Frankel Rambam, the razzle-dazzle, it says Likton Echad Echad. So the second time in a row that the Rambam omitted the punchline of the Gemara. The Gemara says you have to have Hoshana Achrisi, and the Rambam omits that punchline. And that is a Major, major problem. Okay, two problems. What do you want to say, Shmuel Barg?
How do we define avar veliktan?
Avar veliktan. If you violated the iser, you violated the iser, and you pulled off the berries.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, okay. Now,
Rebbe.
Who said Rebbe? Binyamin Kansa. Yes.
Yeah. How does Raman say Hadas Shnegdam Rosho Kosher if that goes completely against the Mishnah?
Oh, you are you like an expert in sukkah or something?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to ask your sukkah teacher. I'm handling Masechah Shabbos right now. But you'll take a look at the Magad Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah. They address the issue. Okay, so I want to start to develop a mahalach in the Rambam, and in order to do that, we're going to learn a Rashi carefully. But I'm going to ask you a basic question right now, okay? Simple question. And this, Rabosa, is the key to shir today and tomorrow. Dover she'ena miskaven is mutter. Answer me, please. Why is a dover she'ena miskaven mutter? Just give me a svara. What's the logic that dover she'ena miskaven is mutter?
Because on Shabbos we care about your intention.
Okay, in order to be chayiv, you have to have intentionality. Meleches machsheves demands intentionality. If you do an avera without intentionality, so there's something missing in the ma'is avera. You're not going to be chayiv in iser d'oraisa without kavana. Yafe. Okay, simple enough. Comes along this avera now, let's say psik resha denichale. Psik resha denichale. Let's say it's a psik resha. And you want the result. You have an unplowed field. You drag your bench across the unplowed field. And you want the result of a plowed field. It's good for you. It's not your intention, but it's good for you. Why is psik resha denichale chayv? Why would that be chayv? What changed? You didn't intend it, but it definitely...
Because...
Go ahead, Ed Mayer.
You know that you're doing it. You know that you're doing it will automatically lead to a malacha being done. So whether you want it to be done or not, whether it was your intention, you know that this will force a malacha to be done.
And therefore what?
Therefore you're a chayv, because whether it was your intention or not, you are now automatically causing a malacha to happen.
I understand, but did you intend it to happen?
No, but like.
Yeah, Gabe Cohen?
Isn't that what Pesik Resha is? Pesik Resha with little Yamos is cutting off the head of the chicken, and obviously it'll die. Isn't that the same thing?
So what are you saying? So what are you saying? Well, what are you saying?
Saying it's not only that you know it's going to happen. It's not possible to do one without the other. Like, it's obvious that it'll happen. You know before you do it that it happens.
And therefore what? You're right. You're saying well, Gabe. You're saying good. What are you saying?
Benichole means you're going to benefit, right? Isn't that the new thing?
It means you're going to benefit, but I'm asking, Gabe is saying a very profound statement. I want to just crunch what you're saying, Gabe. Can you go ahead and pull a chicken head off the chicken and not kill it? You cannot. So what are you saying now? What are you saying?
You can't drag a bench across your field without doing it.
And therefore
the
what? And therefore what? Binyamin Zinkin, what do you got? Zinkin. Zinkin, you got to move forward. We can't hear you. Is Zinkin speaking? Okay. So Meir Eisner and Binyamin are saying one idea. And it's not what Gabe is saying. One idea is that when you do something that is inevitably going to happen, the inevitability converts a lack of kavana into kavana. We treat you as a miskaven. Why do we treat you as a miskaven? Because if you know it's going to happen, And certainly if it's good for you, you have an interest in it happening, don't tell me you're not a Miskatonic. Don't tell me, says Mayor Eisner, when you pull that head off the chin, you can look me in the eye and say, yeah, but I didn't mean to kill it. That doesn't make any sense. You took the head off the chicken, you meant to kill it. You dragged a heavy bench across a muddy field, and you want it furrowed, you want it plowed, and it ended up getting plowed, that converts you. You are a Miskavim. That's one idea. You become a Miskavim. Okay? Dover Shein Miskavim, Psik Reisho, you become a Miskavim, therefore you're Chayv. That is one idea. Okay, is there another idea? I think Gabe Cohen was saying another idea, a different idea. Slightly different, subtle, but important. Listen to what Gabe is saying. Gabe, I'm going to put words into your own mouth. Hopefully they're the right words. Okay, says Gabe Cohen as follows. Dover, when I go ahead, if it's a classic Dover Shein Miskavim, you see, I got a smooth haircut. When I comb my hair, am I inevitably going to pull out hairs with this short little haircut? The answer is no. I'm not going to inevitably pull out hairs. It's not inevitable. May it or may it not happen? It may happen. Would you say that when I comb my hair, it might happen. 50% of the time I pull out hairs, 50% I don't pull out hairs. Would you say combing hair is the equivalent of pulling out hairs if it may or may not happen? It's not the equivalent. It may happen. It might not happen. There's something called one action. One action is combing hair. A second action is pulling out hairs. And the two are not the same thing. So I have kavana for combing hair. I don't have kavana for pulling out hairs. And therefore, it's a Dover Shein Miskavim. That is a regular case Dover Shein Miskavim. But let's say every single time that I comb my hair, I have long, beautiful locks. And every time I comb my hair, Yonah Duman style. Every time I comb my hair, I pull out hairs. Every single time. So maybe you could argue then, you know what combing hair equals? It's not two actions. It's not action A, comb hair. Action B, pulling out hairs. It's one action. It's Maisa Echad called pulling out hairs. Because every time I go ahead and comb hair, I pull out hairs. This is what Gabe Cohen wants to say. Can you go ahead and pluck the head off a chicken, off the body of a chicken, pluck the head off the body and not kill the chicken? Is that even possible? It's not possible, which means severing the head is the equivalent of killing. It is the same exact thing. It's Maisa Echad. And if it's Maisa Echad, then if you have kavana to take the head off the chicken, guess what? You have kavana for killing. So what we're suggesting right now is two alternative visions of why psik reisha is chayv. Vision number one is what I'm going to call the Mayor Eisner and Binyamin Zinkin vision. That vision says that no, if you're a psik reisha, that means, by definition, you have kavana. There's two actions over here, but if it's psik reisha, then don't tell me you don't have kavana. You have kavana. It converts you into a miskavim. Comes along Gabe Cohen and says, no, that's not what's going on over here. The pshat is that it's not the pshat you have kavana. It's the pshat that you haven't done two actions. The two actions are melded into a single action. Psik reisha v'lo yamus. Can you take the head off and not die? It will die. And therefore, that's called maisa echa. Now, I want to just take that idea and now apply it to an incredible, incredible Rashi. There's a Rashi Masechet Zvachim, and this will tie into our Tosis, but open up Masechet Zvachim. So the Gemara Masechet Zvachim, famous Sugi Dapsari Aleph and Beis, tells us that there's a machlokes how you go ahead and do the Yayin Nesek, the Nisuch HaYayin on the Mizbeach. One man, the Amar, says you have to pour the wine into a bowl, into a cup, into a seifel. The next man, the Amar, says, no, you can pour it directly onto the fire. Gemara says, how can you pour it directly onto the fire? After all, there's an Isser of pouring, even on Chol, you're not allowed to pour wine onto the fire, l'chora, because the Torah tells us, Eish al hamizbeach tu kadbo lo tichbe. You're not allowed to extinguish the fire that is on the mizbeach. So how can you pour it onto the Eish itself? So the Gemara gives two answers. The Gemara gives one answer. The answer is, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, If you hold like who? Like Rabbi Shimon, that Dover Shinim is Skavin is Mutter, then you can pour it directly onto the fire. Because your Kavana is not, your Kavana is not to do what? Your Kavana is not to extinguish. Your Kavana is just to wine libations, and therefore you can pour it directly onto the fire. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Dover Shinim is Skavin is Chayiv, then you have to pour it into the bowl. You can't pour it directly into the fire. Adkan Divrei HaGemara. Comes along the Aruch. And the Aruch says, this Gemara is a great, 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 great raya to my Shita. Do you want the extinguishment of the fire? Are you interested in the extinguishing of the fire? The answer is absolutely not. You don't want that. Psik Reisol Nichalei. Psik Reisol Nichalei is Mutter. That's why Rav Shimon says you're allowed to pour into the fire. But the other Rishonim have a major, major problem. So take a look at Rashi. This amazing, amazing Rashi. So Rashi writes as follows. The Im Tomar, Psik Reisha Velo Yomos, how can we assume that you're allowed to pour the wine onto the fire according to Rabbi Shimon? Is it not a Psik? It's a Psik Reisha. So listen to what he says. So Rashi says, Efshar de Mezalif Le Betipon Dakos Me'od. Could you pour the wine onto the Mizbeach without extinguishing? Could you, yes or no? Is it possible? Yes. And in fact, you might recall from last week, Tosis says that's the case over here. You're pouring it drip, 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 drip. And if you go drip, 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 it's not a psik ratio. It's not a psik ratio. If it's not a psik ratio, no problem. But that's not what Rashi's saying. Listen to this Rashi. Rashi says, Efshar, it's possible that you pour the wine betipin Dakos. Is it possible to pour drip, drip, drip? Can you drip, drip, drip? You can pour drip, drip, drip. Since it's possible to pour very deliberately, then he says, Hilkach, therefore, inami mechabe betipin gasos, dover shenim iskabinu. Even if you pour with vigorous pouring, with fat droplets, and you will extinguish, it's called a Darash Eimeskabe. Could someone tell me what Rashi is saying? This is a huge Rashi. Shmuel Bar, go ahead.
He's saying like the Gabe Cohen approach, that since pouring water on the fire is not inherently an act of extinguishing, then even in a case where 10 out of 10 times it's going to extinguish, it's not an extinguishing action.
Excellent, Shmuel Bark. Very well stated. Did you just come up with that right now?
Yeah, but I don't really like it.
Okay, I don't care if you like it or not. I love it. Right. I love it. So comes along the Rashi, and Rashi's saying, is it, I'm going to teach you a nice new word, okay? What is the word tautological mean? Do you know what tautological means? A tautology. Tautology, I'll give you, tautology is 1 = 1 is a tautology. Something is 100% identical. So is cutting off a chicken head identical with killing the chicken? Is that a tautology? Yona? Come on, Yona. Yes, of course it is. You can't. It's impossible ever, ever, ever to construct a case where you will cut a chicken off and not kill a chicken. It will always happen. It will always happen. That's a tautology. That is psik resha. However, if you can construct a case where you can do A without B, says Rashi, that's not called a psik resha. How can you do A without B? Can you pour it on the Mizbeach without extinguishing? Says Rashi, the answer is, yes, you can. Pour small droplets, you will not extinguish. Now, if you pour large droplets, is that going to be a psik resha? It's not a psik resha. Why? Since is pouring wine on the Mizbeach tautologically extinguishing the fire on the Mizbeach? Does it always yield that result? Will it always yield that result? The answer is, it will not always yield that result. Why will it not? Because I could do it betikbin Dakos. Since it's possible, theoretically, to do it betipin Dakos, even when I do it betipin Gasos, thick droplets, I will not violate the Yisr. It's not a psik ratio. What?
What's about the
the point of combing hair.
Okay, so combing hair. Can I comb my hair without pulling out hairs? Sure I can. Sure I can. So once I can do it, it's a darshe miskavi, not a psik reisha. In other words, what this Rashi does is it significantly contracts the cases of psik reisha. The only case you're going to find are really these cases of tautology. That's what seems to emerge according to Rashi. Now, why do I say this is significant for the Rambam? Maybe that's exactly the point that the Rambam is making. Let's go back to the Rambam, and then we're going to pick up this discussion tomorrow. And tomorrow, I'm starting to develop a mahalakha of how we're going to give shir live, because I know live shir is going to be much better for you. So I'm starting to see that mahalakha emerging in my mind. But right now, let's just finish up with the Rambam. Rabosai, is pulling off berries always going to yield, by definition, an Isser of Tikkun Mana on Yontif? Will it always do so? Is it definitional? Is it tautological? Will it always yield that result? The answer is no. It will not always yield that result. When will it not yield that result? B'de Islay Hoshana Achrisi. If I have another Hoshana, it will not be a Tikkun Mana. Since there's a theoretical possibility where A does not accompany B, then plucking berries is not a psik reisha, because it's not tautological. So does the Rambam have to mention B'di Islay Hoshana Achrisi? He doesn't have to mention it. The fact that there is a theoretical possibility of B'di Islay Hoshana Achrisi, that itself means that it's not a psik reisha. Why did the Rambam not mention the fact that Ar Dechavrei, in our sugya of weeding, why did he not mention Ar Dechavrei? Because he doesn't have to mention it. If he's learning like Rashi, as long as there's a scenario of Ara Dechavre, where I would not be chayev for this act of plowing, this act of harisha, this act of plucking the weeds, so then it's not tautological, it's not definitional, and if it's not definitional, then it's not going to be a psik reisha. So perhaps the Rambam was actually quite ingenious over here, and he omitted the punchline of the Gemara because he doesn't have to mention the punchline of the Gemara. Once there's a theoretical possibility you can separate A from B, you cannot tell me that this is a tautological maisa echad, which means that the cases, the universe of psik reisha, according to this view of the Rambam and of Rashi, is going to be very, very narrow. That's the chiddush of this Gemara. That's what the Or Samech, source number 7, says. You can do that on your own tomorrow. And Mirtz Hashem will look tomorrow, Bli Neder, at a few other illustrations of this idea. This idea comes up in a number of different Rambams. It'll come up in a fascinating Ran, Shulte Giborim, that we'll look at tomorrow. And it'll come up in a beautiful Rashi Maseches Ksuvas. We'll wrap this up tomorrow. And then we'll tie it back into our Machlokas between the Aruch and the Bali HaTosis. Have an excellent day. Enjoy lunch. We'll see you all very, very soon.
Thank you, Rabbi.